Zog the Gemara, the top of the Yutes, Omid Aleph, the first line. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. The Gemara continues numerous more memories from Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Boyu re'ei shalai kumidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu midus bosav adom. Come and see that the Eibishter's midus is not like a midah of a bosav adom. Midas bosav adom is chayiv odom harigel malchus. If a person is on death row, he's chayiv capital punishment. He's about to be killed. So what do? In by bosav adom. Metilin loy chikol etoch piv. So Rashi eats shepesach piv shlo yochle daber. They stuff his mouth with a piece of wood that he won't be able to talk and revolt and say anything against the kingdom that's about to kill him. Because why would he have a reason to praise them? Adarabba, if anything, he feels that an avla was done to him, and even if he was judged for doing something wrong, he feels that it's not becoming of him, and he wants to protest. So they close his mouth and they don't allow him to speak. So matin lechikol lechpiv kadesh leikal les hamelech, so he shouldn't curse the melech. However, midas hakadosh baruch hu adam is chayv ariga lemakom. If someone is chayv ariga, shoysik is quiet. Shenema lechod doimio tehila. The Eibishter's praise is when we are doimim, we are quiet. B'loyoy, not just we are quiet. Ela shemeshabeach, we even praise the Eibishter. Shenema tehilo. B'loyoy, ela shedoim lekilu makiv korban. Not just we accept it, not just we're quiet, not just meshabeach, but we consider ourselves as if we are being makiv a korban when a person is punished. Shenema v'lucho yishulam neder. So it's a kain neder. It's like a neder. It's a korban that a person does when he's halach lariga. That's the difference between melech bosav adom and melech malchei hamlochim. The Mashal explains the difference is because by melech bosav adom, you're not facing him anymore. There's no consequences that you have. So that's what you makal him. Mashenka by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know that you're deservant and you know it's a kapara and you know you have to face the Eibishter in the next world. So mele you're makabel and you feel it's a korban, it's a kapara and you're shoysik and you're mishabeach. By melech bosav adom, you feel he can't do anything to you anyways. So you might as well be makal him. It's over anyways and you're not going to face him and there's no consequences. Zog dem weiter heinu de Omer Reb Shuben Levi. This is like Reb Shuben Levi said, Meidich Siv, steht in Posik. Oivrei be'emek habocha mayin yeshisua, kam brochois ya'atem moira. And the Gemara Dashens is Posik in Tehillim. Oivrei, that's referring to Eile b'nei Odom sho'ivin al tzinnah shal kodesh bochu, de'o yvan de'ebishas mitzvahs. Emek shemamikim lem gehenim. Gehenim becomes deeper for them. The depth of Gehenim becomes deeper, meaning they're going to be punished more and more for the chatoim that they do. The deeper Gehenim is, the more severe it is. Habocha sheboichinu magidim d'mois. That means they regret it and they murid d'mois. They shed tears. Me'ei mayin yeshisua. What does that mean? K'mayin shal shitin. So mayin yeshisua is a reference to mayin shal shitin. The Shitin is a reference to the Mizbeach, where they poured down the Nesochim. The Yayin and the Nesochim were poured down the Shitin. So over here also, this, at the end of the day, when a person is over the Tzoynoi, and he's demaimikle Gehenim, and then he's Boicha, so the Dmois are like Mayin Shal Shitin, it's like a Hakrov of a carbon on the Mizbeach, like the Nesochim go on the Mizbeach into the Shitin. The Pasuk finishes off, Gam Brochas Yate Moira. And after that, he's Mevorach the Eibishter, meaning that he deserves the punishment, and Mekabal all of a din, and he realizes it's a kapora. Shematzdikin, meaning Shematzdikin Malem is Adin, Voimul Fonov, Hiboyne Shalom, Yofa Danta, you judged us correctly, Yofa Zachisa, Yofa Chiavta, Yofa Dikant Gehenim Lashoim, Gan Eden Litzadikim, it's deservant, those that are innocent, those that are guilty, this Gehenim, this Gan Eden, everything the Mekabal themselves, Behava. Frag the Gemara, Eini, is this correct that Rishoyim themselves are also mekabel and matzdik the din on themselves? Va'omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Rishoyim afilo al pisra shel Gehenim einem choizem b'tshuva. That even by pisra shel Gehenim they're not choizem b'tshuva. And here you're saying that we're not mechalik between Gehenim itself and pisra shel Gehenim, but here we're saying that in Gehenim they are maimik lehem Gehenim, and then they're boichin, they're mekabel the din. How do we know they're not choiz b'tshuva even by pisach gehem? Shenemar poskin Yeshaya v'yotzu v'ro b'figur anoshim apoyshim. This is referring to mechemes goig magoig, where we see the corpses lying over there, and telatim and there's maggots and there's fire coming out of them. Diroin l'chobosa, the pasuk says. So what is that referring to? It says v'ro b'figur anoshim apoyshim sheposhu loynemar. Don't say sheposhu in past tense. They sinned. Elah hapoyshim in hoiva in current sense. Currently they're sinning. What does that mean? They're sinning currently. That even be pisos al gehenim, they're not even be gehenim itself. While the maggots are eating them, taloyim are eating besogam, they're still considered poishim. So we see that they don't repent. So how are we saying that they mekabel themselves the din, and they even say brachas, and they say the kapara, and karbonas, and the sochim, and b'chias, and shitin. Here we see that even pisos al gehenim, they consider poishim currently, even constantly. So the difference is as follows. Loi kasha, hobe poishi Yisrael, hobe poishi chovim. It depends who. When it's poishi Yisrael, they talk at the end of the day, they mekabel themselves a din, and they meshbech the Ebishta. Mashenkin, the posuk of Gog and Magog, is talking about poishi chovim. They talk are considered poishim even currently. Zok the mara, hochana mistavra, that you have to mechalik between poishi Akum and poishi Yisrael. The im kain, because if you're not going to be mechalik, if you're going to say that Rav Shlokish's din is also by poishi Yisrael, meaning that they consider poishim currently, so kasha l'shlokish ala shlokish, there's a steer in shlokish. Why? The omer shlokish poishi Yisrael ein ur gehenim shaletz behen, poishi Yisrael gehenim is not shalom on them, kal v'choymer mi mizbeach azov. Where they burnt the keteris every day. It had a very thin layer of gold, and under that it was wood. And yet the fire didn't burn it, and the fire didn't melt the gold, and it didn't burn the wood. She'ena lo vela koi v'din azov, all it has a thin layer of gold. And yet, omat kamashon v'loi shalta ba'ur, the fire didn't melt the gold, and it burned the wood. So Poishi Yisrael shem leim mitzvah kerimon. Poishi Yisrael have a much more of a protection than a thin layer of gold. They're meleim mitzvah kerimon. Shenema, like it says the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, kefelach harimon rakosech. V'om Reb Shimon Lokesh, and Reb Shimon Lokesh dashens, al tiki rakosech el reikosech, sha'afilu reikonim shebecho, meleim mitzvah kerimon. Al achas kam v'kama, ein ur shel gehenim shaletes behem. We'll see soon what that agdor is. V'al koponim, they're definitely protected to a certain extent. So it can't be that the din of poishim, that they constantly poishim, even when they're in Gehenim, in Beloshen Hoiva, is going on poishim Yisrael, because it has to be going on poishim Avdi Chavim, by Mechemes Goig and Magoig. It can't be going on poishim Yisrael, because poishim Yisrael, the Gemara says, Avir Shlokesh Gadashant, a Kal Choymer, from his Be'ach Azov, that ain Ur Shal Gehenim Shalatz Ben. The Tosis Shonim Avir on the top has a Kasha, Poishi Yisrael Einu Shaletz Ben Kavachoyim from Mizbech Azov Teim Effectasis. In Mesech the Chagiga, we make a Kavachoyim from Salamandra. That Salamandra, which is created from the Eish, does not get devoured and destroyed by fire. Tell me the Chachomim that an Atzmom Eish Koisur Ma'dvorak Eish Ein Or Shaletz Ben. So Kavachoyim Tell me the Chom Atzmom that Koidvorak Eish for sure are not going to be Shalit Behem. So we see Al Kaponim, you have a Kavachomim from Salamandra. So Tesis Vieshloima, the Poishi Yisrael are different than Kavachomim. Because Poishi Yisrael, Pnei Mashchirim, there is an extent that Gehenim does have an effect on them. Their faces are Mashchirim. Mashing Tamil Chomim, Klalu Klalo, that's like a Kavachomim Salamandra. The Kavachomim from Salamandra is going on Tamil Chachomim, ain't Or Shaletz Ben at all, not even Pnei Mashchirim. Mashenke Poishi Yisrael, really it's a Kavachim from Mizbeach Azov, but Lemaisa, it's not from Salamandra, because Peneim are Mashchirim. So we see Al Kaponim, there is some type of Oynish, obviously, for Poishi Yisrael. It's not they're scot-free, and they're out of Gehenim. It means the Ur of Gehenim is not Sholet in their Neshama, but the Guf is affected, and that is terrible Tsar, and like the Gemara will say soon, the Tel Avon Binu takes them out, but till that time, it's Peneim Mashchirim. Atoysen Bo Metzir Daf Nun Ches, the French says, and he says, there's three hagdoras. There's Poishi Yisrael, and then there's Minim Vapikorsim. Minim Vapikorsim, we say Gehenim Kolim Vehemenim Kolim. Even if Gehenim will cease to exist, but they will still suffer. They're not, but them it's not going to be Kolim. And Tosaf there says that Poishi Yisrael Begufam, meaning there's a Poishi Yisrael, and then there's Poishi Yisrael Begufam, they have to be 12 months in Gehenim, and that's the difference between regular Poishi Yisrael and Poishi Yisrael Begufam. Tosaf is Dafnum Chesma Bebezim Bo Metzia. And Tosafot over there says that after the 12 months, their guf and the neshama is nisraf, also the neshama, and it becomes ashes, and it's placed tachas ofer ragli tzadikim. But Kaponim Tosafot mechalik between the Talmid Chachomim and Poishi Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer says Talmid Chachomim are saved b'derech teva, like a salamandra. It's a teva that it's not going to be destroyed in fire because it's created from fire. Mashenkin Rishoyim, Poishi Yisrael ein or shaletz behem, that's b'derech nes. So Pneim are mashchirim, but it's b'derech nes that they're saved. But the difference, Tosis does say, is that Pnei Mashchirin, which is Pashtas, the Guf, Mashenkin, the Neshama is Kayam, Mashenkin by Tzadikim, even the Guf is not going to be affected.
Frag die Gemara, Elohodich Siv, Oivrei Be'emek HaBocha. We just finished saying what Shlokesh said, that Ein Eishel Gehenim Shalat B'Poish Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Oivrei Be'emek HaBocha, which is referring to Poish Yisrael that are judged in Gehenim. So what is that Pshat, Oivrei Be'emek HaBocha? Zok the Gemara, Ahu, Demechayve HaUshaita BeGehenim. Meaning that there is going to be a time span that they have to be in Gehenim. V'osi Avram Avinu masklu mekabelu, and Avram Avinu takes them out of Gehenim. Bar mi Yisrael shabal basavit kachovim, except for a yid that had an illicit relationship with the basavit kachovim, the moshcha olosoi, because then he's going to be judged as if he's moshcha olosoi, that is if his mila is covered up. V'lo mevashkelei, zok Rashi v'lo mevashkelei, and he's not recognized. Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him. Einena makira shu Yehudi, the moshcha olosoi. V'doim lo kmi she'ena nimol, it looks like he's not nimol, so mele he's not, doesn't get saved. So it says over here that einu chenami. Poish Yisrael have to go through Gehenim, but Lemaisa, it's for a certain amount of time span, which is obviously painful and a gevaldige tzar, like Tosfos says, Pnei Mashchirin, but then they're saved from Gehenim by Avram Avinu after that time, and he's mekabel them. But there are two exceptions. Avram Avinu doesn't save a Yisrael Shabbat Basav Gechovim, and some say a second type of person is Mashchar Losoi. Others say it's one thing, meaning Shabbat Basav Gechovim. He becomes like Moshchar Losoi. Either in Gehenim it turns like Moshchar Losoi, so you don't see the Mila, or the Etzem Boabas Akum makes it Moshchar Losoi. But either it's one Pshat, Boabas Akum is like Moshchar Losoi, or it's two different exceptions. Boabas Akum, one exception he doesn't save, and someone who's Moshchar Losoi, he covers up his Arla that he doesn't look like Mol. V'loim Avashkelei. So Rashi, practically, he doesn't recognize him. Doesn't look like a Yid. So Meli can't save him. Atosim Bo Metzia says that even those that Avram Avinu doesn't save, eventually after the Gemara Din, they also come out of Gehenim. Masha Enkein, those that the Gemara says Eina Olam LaOlam, that's a different gather. There are those that are Eina Olam LaOlam that Gehenim Kolav Weim Einam Kolim. But even these Poish Yisrael, the Moshcha Losai and Bala Bas Akum, those eventually after Gemara Dinam being there, even though Avram Avinu didn't save them, eventually they come out also. Now the ones that Avram Avinu does save, like Tosfos said before, these are Poish Yisrael that have to be there, and they taka go through Gevaldige Tzar until Avram Avinu saves them. The Neshama might be Kayim, but the Guf is taka Mashchirin, and they have to go through this, and they repent, and there's Demois, and there's Kapor, and there's Kabbalah Sadin, but that they have to go through the Mashchirin part, and then they taka saved. Frag the Gemara, Maskel Rav Kahana, Hashta the Amrit, that Poishim, HaPoishim, the Pasha Ba'azli, the Gemara said before, that by Mechemes Gog and Magog, those corpses are considered poishim, that they currently considered Beloshon Hoive poishim. So, and that's why they're considered even, and they don't repent, they're not choizer. We said there's a difference between Akum and Yisrael, but whatever that pasuk is referring to, it calls them poishim in the current sense. So, Frek the Gemara, Hashta the Amrit poishim, the Pasha Ba'azli, that even they're currently being poishim. So Elamayatad is a posik v'shteit, Elamayatad echsiv, Hamoitzi, it says Hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. The Ebesh is not currently taking us out of Mitzrayim. Or it says Hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim. The Ebesh is not taking us currently out. So why is the Loshon Hoiva connote that it's current? Zog the Gemara, Elamayatad echsiv, Hamoitzi, and Hamale, the Masik u the Mapiku. Avada doesn't mean that currently Hashem is Moitzi us and Mala us. Elo, what's the pshat? The Apik v'asik. The Asik v'Apik, the Ebesha took us out of Mitzrayim. The Ebesha was Malah us out of Mitzrayim. So, Chanami, Legabi Poishim, you can say, the Pashi who. That means, it doesn't mean Poishim currently, it means they were Poishim in the past tense. So, La'olam, it's no raya from the Loshon of Poishim that's referring to Loshon Hoiva. So, there's no raya that Rishoyim, Alpisachal Gehenim, Einim Shovim B'tshuva, even without this tira, there's no raya from the Pasuk B'chal, they're not Chayz B'tshuva. La'olam, even Alpisachal Gehenim, they are Chayz B'tshuva, and Poishim doesn't mean current. Zok the Gemara weiter, v'omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Shloish ha-psachim yesh Gehenim, there are three openings to Gehenim. Echot ba-midbar, one in the desert, v'echot ba-yam, one in the ocean, v'echot b'yushlaim, one in Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara, what's the right from the psukim ba-midbar, the chsiv, it says by Koirach, v'yeldu ho-heim, v'chol ha-shalahem, chayim sha-oilo. It says, v'atiftach oretz al-piyo, espiyo, and they were swallowed into the ground, adas Koirach. Sha-oilo. Sha-oilo means into the Gehenim. Where? This is in the midbar. Bayam, what's a raya? Bayam, this Pesach Shel Gehenim. Dichsiv, it says, Bayoyne, when he was in the Me'adogo, it says, Mi beten sha'ol shivati shamata koili. From the beten sha'ol, from the stomach of sha'ol, which is in the water where he was,
over there you heard my tefillah. So we see she'ol is in the Pesach of Gehenim is in the water. The third pasuk is Yerushalayim. Where do we know in Yerushalayim is Pesach of Gehenim? Also, dechsev the Uma Hashem Asher Or Loi Betzion v'Tanur Loi Yerushalayim. What is this Or and Tzion and Tanur? Zok Ma'av Tano Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Asher U Loi Betzion Zu Gehenim v'Tanur Loi Yerushalayim Zu Pesach of Gehenim. So Pesach of Gehenim is in Yerushalayim also. Frag the Gemara. There's only three openings. V'Su Leika v'Omar Amelion Omer Reb Shua Ben Levi v'Amri Lo. Tono Rabbe Barmelium Bidvei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Steht Moros, there are two palm trees, Yesh Begei Ben Hanoim, in a place near Yerushalayim that's called Gei Ben Hanoim. The oil Oshim Ibn Eim, and the smoke that comes, that emanates between these two palm trees, Vezui Sheshoninu Tzine Harabarzel Ksheirois. This is the reference with the Gemara and Sukkah Darshans that these lulavim that come from these palm trees are kosher to be used for Netilas Lulav and Sukkos, even though they are small and they don't have too many leaves. Baruch Aponim, Zui Pisach Gehenim. It says over there that by the way the smoke comes out between these two tkolim is Pisach Gehenim. So we see there's another, an additional Pesach of Gehenim, the fourth one in Gei Ben Hanoim. Zogdu Gemara, Dilma Hainu Yerushalayim. This is the reference of the one in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, where is it? It's in the place called Gei Ben Hanoim, which is between the two palm trees, where the osh and the smoke comes out from between. So it's not an additional Pesach, it's that same third one. Zogdu Gemara, Om Reb Shuman Levi, Shiva Shem is Yesh L'Gehenim. There are seven names for Gehenim Ve'Elohein, She'oil, Ve'avdoin, Uber Shochas, Ubor She'oin, Ve'tita Yoven, like quicksand, v'tzalmoves, in a place of death, v'eretz ha'tachtis, and the lowest of the depth of the zenith, the lowest part. Sho'el, where do we see in the pasuk? It's called Sho'el d'chsiv. It says by the Yonah when he was in the Me'a Dogo. Mi'bet and Sho'el shivati shomati koli. Avdoin, it says the pasuk in Tilim d'chsiv. Hayesupel ba'kevel chaz d'choyem unoscha ba'avdoin. The person cannot be mesaped the shvachim of the Eibishter when he's in the kever, when he's in Avdoin, when he's in Gehenim. So we see Avdon is one of the names of Gehenim. Be'er Shochas, another pasuk in Tehillim d'chsiv, ki lo yisazav nafshi l'sho'il, lo yisitin chasitcho liroi shochas. The meaning, the Eibishter will not forsake us, and won't allow us, let us, see Be'er Shochas. Meaning, see Shochas, see Gehenim. Tosis has a kasha, maybe bring the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, va'atel akim tachidim le'be'er Shochas. Which it says Shachas over there. So Tosfos says that pasuk is talking about a cave. It's not talking about Gehenim. Like it says at the end of the pasuk, it says Anshe Domim Mimali Yechzi Yemeim. By the Kvura, that's the pasuk we talk to say, that capital is talking about Be'er Shachas, is talking about the cave. It's not talking about Gehenim. Zog the Gemara, the next name, Ubor She'oin V'tita Yoven, where we see a reference like that in the pasuk. Zog the Gemara, D'chsiv. It says in the pasuk, and David HaMelech says, until him, Vayaleni mi Bor She'oin, you took me out of Bor She'oin, mi Tita Yoven, meaning you saved me from going down to Gehenim from Bor She'oin, and Tita Yoven. So we see it's a reference to Gehenim, V'Tzalmoves, and the final name, Tzalmoves, D'chsiv, Yoishvei Choshech V'Tzalmoves. Not the final name, the one before the final, Tzalmoves, the sixth name is called Tzalmoves, Yoishvei Choshech V'Tzalmoves. The Yoishvei Gehenim are called Tzalmoves, it's a place of death. Tosfos says, this pasuk is talking about Abitzichin Lahoidus, that they were saved from tragedy. So Tzalmoves, that doesn't mean Pesach Hashem Gehenim. So Tosfos brings a different pasuk. V'nir k'svam degasi beterem elech a pasuk in Iyov v'loy oshuv el eretz choshech v'tzalmoves. So that's talking about Gehenim, it's Tzalmoves, but not this Yosh v'choshech v'tzalmoves. That's talking about Abitzichin Lahoidus. Zog Dumo, the final name is v'eretz eretz atachtis. That even though there's no pasuk for that, that's Gemoruhu, that we have a Kabbalah, that's called Eretz HaTachtis, is one of the names of Gehenim. Now the Mashal says these seven names are referred to seven meduas of Gehenim, seven levels. And the final one is Eretz HaTachtis, the deepest one, the lowest one, the most severe one is called Eretz HaTachtis. The lower it is, the more severe it is. The Teres Chaim brings that it's merumas on these different dargas in the names itself. Avdoin, the first name is Ibud Neshama. Be'er Shochas is the Hashchosas HaNefesh. Tit, the tit is like a quicksand. It's the drowning, the tvi of the nefesh. Tzalmoves is the misa of the nefesh. And She'oil and Bor She'oin and Sholtachtis, these are the depth. The deeper it is, the oimik of the worse and the harsher it is, the deeper it gets. seven different meduras, seven different levels. Frag the Gemara, Vesuleika, there's only seven names. Vo'iko Gehenoim. What about Gehenim itself? Gehenim. So there's another name, the name of Gehenim itself. Zog the Gemara, no, Gehenoim is not the name of Gehenim, it's just a reference to Gehenim. Ge Shamuka Kegehenoim. Meaning the it's like a valley. Gehenim is a valley that's deep like the Gay of Henoim. Shakol Yogadlo. Al Iske Chinom. Al Iske Henom. Al Iske Chinom. Chinom Zakti Bikvega is referring to Arias. That's Iske Chinom. It's just a reference. Gehenim is a place that people go. It's a deep valley like Gehenoim that people are Yogadlo. Al Iske Chinom. Al Iske Henom, which is Iske Arias of Drashi. Iske Chinom or Henom Arias. Bikvega says, Chinom, ze Arayis. Because of Masho. Frag die Gemorre, wo Iko Tifate, Tifte, or Tofte. There's another place called Tofte. Dichsiv. It says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Och me et moil Tifte. And that's referring to Gehenim. It's also called Tifte. So there's another name. So the Gemorre, that's not the name of Gehenim. That's just a reference. Why a person goes there. So the Gemorre, ahu. Shekol ha-mispata bi-yitzroi, yipol shom. Whoever is mispata, loshen tifta is loshen mispata. Whoever gets swayed by his yitzra, he ends up going there. So he says, Akasha, there's other names. There's Aluko, there's Yeko, Yeka and Aluko. So he says, Aluko is a shem chochem, or Yeka is yes mentioned, it's part of it, it's not part of it. He brings a payitin. Al-Koponim, there's other names that he asks, and why are they not mentioned too? Zog the Gemara weiter, Gan Eden. After we mentioned the Pesach of Gehenim, the Gemara now discusses the Pesach of Gan Eden. Omer Esh Lokish, in Be'etz Yisraelu. If the Pesach of Gan Eden is in Eitz Yisrael, so in Beishan, it's in a place of Beishan, because over there the fruits are very, very sweet and very tasty and delicious. That must be the Pesach of Gan Eden. Zog the Gemara, Beishan Pischoi. That's where, if it's in Eitz Yisrael, it's Beishan is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Ve'im Ba'arav Yen, if it's in Arabia, so then, Beis Gram Pischoi. Then the Beis Gram is where they have the good fruits. Over there is the Pesach of Gan Eden. V'im ben anahoros, if it's between the rivers, so then it's v'im ben anahorosu. So then, Dumaskenin Pischoi. Dumaskenin, the place Dumaskenin, that's the Pesach. Tois discusses ben anahoros referring to Bovel or not referring to Bovel. After all, between the Pogas and the Diglas, that's usually ben anahoros. The question is where that is. Now the Gemara implies that it's not in Bovel because the Gemara continues that if it's in Bovel, which is another place, where would it be? So Gemara Abaye Mishtabcha Pera de Ma'ava Yamino. He used to be Mishabech about the fruits, Ma'ava Yamino, on the southern side of the Nar Pros. And Rav Mishtabcha Pera de Harpanya. He was Mishabech the fruits of Harpanya. The fruits of Harpanya, that's the area where, if it's in Bovel, that's the Pesach Shel Gan Eden. So the Machlokes Abaye and Rav is, which side of the river is it? On the Harpanya side, or on the Ma'ava Yamino, because in Bovel, that's the place we have the tastiest and the best fruits. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara continues now back to the Sugars in Erevin, Legabe Pasebilois.